10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back. I'm Tony Bruschi. We have some compelling testimony to play for you here from this Tuesday, the 7th of February, in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. During his time working for his family's law business, Alex Murdaugh reportedly defrauded customers out of millions of dollars over the course of his career, according to the testimony of PMPED's former chief financial officer. PMPD, of course, Alex Murdaugh's former company, Janine Steckinger. She stated in reference to one of the numerous large checks that had been signed and received by the disgraced South Carolina attorney that Alex Murdaugh stole it. According to the testimony provided by Steckinger, the law office was forced to reimburse the monies that were improperly used and stated that at least one client is still owed money to this day. Let's take a listen.
Ms. Steckinger, before the break, just to reset the table, you had did you go into Alex's office on June 7th, 2021 for proof that he had not taken the Chris Wilson fees?
Yes.
And then that conversation got delayed, correct?
Yes, got disrupted and delayed.
The murders happened?
Correct.
Did you receive an email in July leading you to believe that the Chris Wilson fees were in the account all along?
We did.
And then we moved to September when Annette Griswold, Alex's paralegal, did she bring you a check showing that, in fact, those checks had been written to Alex back in March of 2021?
That's correct.
And at the same time, you were going through the system and looking at payments to Forge, correct?
Correct.
And the real Forge is headed by who? Who's the main guy there?
Michael Gunn.
All right. And then ultimately, though, you determined these were going to what you called what?
Fake Forge.
Fake Forge, which was an account set up to look like Forge, but in the name of who?
Richard Alexander Murdaugh.
The defendant?
Yes.
And then once you uncovered that, that started to pull the thread into a series of things you're about to testify going back the preceding years. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so that's kind of where we left off?
That's right.
All right. We're going to go back and look at States 314, and we're just going to do these in order and move expeditiously as we can. All right, I'll show you what's been marked as States 317. So you're to this trial and see if you recognize that.
I do. This is the disbursement statement for Adriana Hay.
All right, Your Honor, this time the state would offer States 317 into evidence.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
All right, and tell the jury what this is very quickly.
So in this one, there's a recovery of $247,500. There's attorney fees of $22,000, expenses of $426.54, and then the settlement proceeds to Forge Consulting for the client's amount of $225,073.46.
Right, and that's the disbursement sheet that was signed by who? Do you recognize the signature on there?
Alex.
All right. And let me put it up on the screen. Was this record, was this found in the files of the law firm?
Yes.
And whose signature is that right there?
Alex.
What's the date on this?
12/20/2018.
And what's the first name of the client here, please?
Adriana.
All right. And we look at this this particular disbursement. It's got the recovery amount. That's how much money came in. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then we have an attorney's fee.
Yes, and that looks like that's a reduced fee.
All right. It's a reduced fee in as much as not. Why did you say it's a reduced fee?
It's not a third or either 40% of the $247,500.
All right. And then we've got expenses. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then finally, we have this line right here. What does that say again?
Settlement proceeds to Forge Consulting, $225,073.46.
Did that go to the real Forge Consulting?
That went to the fake Forge Consulting.
And who controls the fake Forge account?
Alec Murdoch.
Exhibits after they're in evidence.
Evidence? This particular exhibit.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor. All right, and looking at the second page of this exhibit, what is this?
This is the check made payable to Forge for the $225,073.46.
And that went to the fake Forge?
Yes.
All right. Did the law firm ultimately have to pay that money back?
We did.
And why did you have to pay it back?
Because Alec stole it.
Again, looking at these disbursement sheets, these are prepared by the attorneys and their staff. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then they're delivered to the finance staff?
Correct.
And then the finance staff uses that to do what?
To cut the checks and give them back to the attorney to disperse to the clients.
So this first sheet was delivered to your staff. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then they did what?
They wrote the checks as per the disbursement.
And why did they do what Alec Murdoch requested them to do?
They trusted him, and he was their boss, and that's what they thought they should do.
All right, going to the next one. State 318. I'm going to show you what's been marked in State 318. See if you recognize this document.
Yes, this is a disbursement statement for Barrett Bowlware.
All right. Your Honor, at this time I would offer States 318 into evidence.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
It's admitted.
All right. I'm going to put it up on the screen. If you have problems seeing, just let me know and I'll bring it back to you, okay? All right. Again, this is the disbursement statement for this particular case.
That's correct.
And who's the first name of the client, please?
Barrett.
All right. And looking here on this particular one, we have, again, a recovery, and then we have some expenses, and then ultimately we have this right here. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And who was that disbursement? What did it say on the disbursement sheet?
Forge, but that's the fake Forge.
All right. And do you see a signature on there?
I do. It's Alec Murdoch's.
All right. And going to the next page, you recognize that?
This is the check payable for $279,850 and, I believe, 85 cents or 65 cents.
All right. And do you recognize that signature right there?
That's Alec Murdoch's.
And do you recognize this writing right there?
That is his handwriting.
All right. And did this money go into real Forge or did it go to the fake Forge?
It went in his fake Forge account.
All right. And did ultimately the law firm have to refund this money?
Again, we refunded the money. Each partner put up money and refunded the money to the client.
And why did the law firm have to refund it?
Because he stole it.
Who stole it?
Alec Murdoch stole it.
I'm going to go to the third page of this exhibit. Do you recognize this particular check right here?
I do.
All right. And what is that?
So this is an insurance proceed payment from, I believe, Southern Fidelity Insurance in the amount of $75,193. That check never even came through our books. He stole it, endorsed it, and put it in his Bank of America account. And we found a copy of it on his desk later as we were investigating.
Did the law firm ultimately have to replace that money?
We replaced that money as well.
I'll show you what's been, I believe, admitted in evidence of States 429.
Okay. This is disbursement sheet for Hirschberger.
All right. And on that particular one, let me, first of all, I'm going to put it up on the screen. And again, if you can see it, if I need to bring it back to me, to you, let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go over to the third page of this exhibit. And this is a disbursement sheet in this matter, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and we look on this third line, and what does it say right there?
The PMPD attorney fee forge.
All right, and what's the amount?
$83,333.33, and that's the one we discussed earlier.
That's one that, the one that first came to your attention?
Yes.
All right. Ultimately, go over to this next check. Do you recognize that?
It's the corresponding check for the payment to Forge for $83,333.33.
You recognize that signature?
Alec Murdoch's.
All right, and you recognize that writing right there on the endorsement?
Alec Murdoch's.
All right, and this is a check that you thought had gone to a legitimate structure?
Correct.
Where did it actually go?
It went to his fake Forge account, the one in his personal name.
I'm going to show you the second part page of this exhibit. Do you recognize this check?
I do.
All right, and tell me what this check is.
This is another check payable to Forge for $91,867.50 for the settlement proceeds due to the estate of Jacob Hirschberger.
All right. And just going back real quick, the first amount of $83,000 and change, those were actually represented what?
Those were our fees that would be payable to the law firm.
Okay. And then this money right here, though, that represented what?
Client money, right, client settlement money.
And did it go, where did it go?
It went to the fake Forge account in Alec's name.
All right. And did the law firm ultimately have to repay that money?
We repaid that as well.
So we got two transactions in this particular one. We got the $83,300 and then we have the $91,000. Is that correct?
Yes. And I had to correct myself on that one. We're still in the process of paying that one.
All right. And what's the date on that particular one?
December 15th, 2020.
And then the date on?
May 12, 2021.
All right. And that's roughly around the time that came to your attention as you previously testified?
Yes.
Trey Watson Park Estates 319. Have you take a look at it?
This is the disbursement sheet for Blondale Gary.
All right. I'm going to go put it on the screen again. If you need me to bring it to you, let me know. And at this time, Your Honor, I'd offer a 319 in evidence.
No additional objection.
Admit it.
All right, looking at this, we have, what's the first name of the client here?
Angel.
All right. And looking down, we have a recovery amount. And then what's this third line right there?
Forged structure in the amount of $112,500.
All right. And going to the next page, what do we see?
This is the check payable to Forge in the amount of $112,500.
All right. And did that go to the real Forge or the fake Forge?
It went to the fake Forge in Alec Murdoch's name.
All right. And whose signature is that?
Alec Murdoch's.
Going back to the original page, whose signature is that?
Again, Alec Murdoch's.
What's the date on that? I don't know if you can see it or not.
It looks like 4/9/19.
Okay. Did y'all have to repay that money?
We also repaid that money.
All right. Why did you have to repay that money?
Because it was due to the client, and Alec Murdoch stole it.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as States 320. See if you recognize this document.
This is the disbursement sheet on Christopher Anderson.
Your Honor, this time I'd offer States 320 into evidence.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
Submit it.
All right. Again, we have the disbursement sheet. Is that correct?
We do.
All right. And then we have a recovery. Is that correct?
Yes, of $750,000.
And then how much on this disbursement sheet was written to Forge?
$750,000.
Every bit of it?
Yes.
And whose signature is that?
Alec Murdoch's.
Second page.
A check payable to Forge for $750,000.
What's the date on it?
February 20th, 2020.
Did this go to the real Forge or the fake Forge?
It went to his fake Forge personal account.
In this particular case, were there multiple recoveries?
There were multiple recoveries in this one.
All right. So some of the money, did some of the money actually go to the client back in the back when all of this happened?
Some of the money did go to the client. And when meeting with the client to go over this, he told me that he was unaware of the second settlement.
Right. And how much of the second settlement did Alec Murdoch take?
The 100% of it, the entire
$750,000. What's the date on that?
February 20, 2020.
You recognize that signature right there?
That's Alex.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as States 321, see if you recognize this document.
This is a disbursement statement, excuse me, to Dion Martin.
All right. Your Honor, this time the state would offer States 321 in evidence.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
It's admitted.
All right. Looking at this particular one, what's the first name of the client here?
Dion.
All right. And a couple things. First thing I want to ask about is we have right here, what's that third line right there? What does that say?
It says structured for annuity directly to Michael Gunn.
In the amount. Remind the jury who Michael Gunn is?
He is the owner of the Real Forge Consulting that would do structured annuities.
Was for that, was there any actual structured annuity directly to Michael Gunn?
We were able to verify later that there was no structured annuity to Michael Gunn.
And what was the effect of having that line in this disbursement sheet when it was prepared by the defendant and his staff?
You can see a line where the payment is says settlement proceeds structured annuity 500 out. So basically what he did here was create a fake fee or a fake recovery that he took a 40% fee on, $200,000. That $200,000 should have been the client's money, but he faked a fee. It's just phantom money.
So by putting this line in here right here with that fake annuity, then 40% of that would be?
It was counted in as fees under his column and in our system.
All right. And so just by that paperwork, poof, you have?
Poof, phantom money.
Phantom money. Did y'all ultimately have to account for that?
We did.
With the client?
We did.
All right, down here at the bottom, you recognize that signature?
Alec Murdoch's.
You see the date?
8/20/2015.
All right, and then moving on to the next page. And you previously testified that there could be multiple disbursements in the case. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And is this one such case?
Yes.
All right. Right here, I'm looking at the second disbursement, and down at the bottom, can you tell me the date on this?
October 6, 2015.
All right, and down at the bottom, right here, what does that say?
Disbursement to Forge, $338,056.14.
Did that go to the real Forge or the fake Forge?
Went to the fake Forge.
Looking at the next page, you recognize that?
That's the check payable to the fake Forge in the amount of $338,056.14, signed by Alec Murdoch.
All right. Did y'all ultimately have to pay that back to the client?
We did. We paid that and the $200,000 back.
And why'd you have to do that?
Because Alec had stolen it.
Going to the next page, we have another disbursement in this case. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And what does this line say right there?
Structure to Forge, marked through $45,000.
Where did that $45,000 go?
It went to the fake Forge account in Alec Murdoch's name.
All right. Going forward, we see this check. You recognize that?
That's the check payable to Forge in the amount of $45,000.
All right. You recognize that signature?
It's Alec Murdoch's.
You recognize that writing right there?
Alec Murdoch's.
And where did that money go?
To the fake Forge account in his Bank of America, Richard Alexander Murdoch name.
So we had three things here. We had the phantom fee, correct?
Correct.
We had the $338,000 in change?
Correct.
We had the $45,000?
Correct.
And did your law firm have to pay all that back?
We paid every cent of it back. The attorneys put it in because Alec stole it.
States 315. See if you recognize this.
This is another disbursement for Elise Mallory.
Your Honor, at this time I'd offer States 315 in evidence.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
Submit it.
All right, who's the client's name on this one? Just the first name, please.
Elise.
All right, in this particular, what's the total recovery amount?
$183,528.
And is there an attorney fee?
There is an attorney fee of $30,000, but again, that's reduced, and I'm able to tell that because it's not a third or either 40%.
But that $30,000 ultimately was cut to the firm?
It ultimately was cut to the PMPD.
And who was it credited to? On whose books?
Alec Murdoch's.
All right, and then what's there's some fees for about 600 and change, correct?
Yes, expenses.
Expenses. And so what's the remainder?
The remainder is $152,866 that was payable to the forge, and that's the fake forge count.
All right, and whose signature is that right there?
Alec Murdoch's.
Do you recognize the second page?
That is the check that was payable to forge.
Can you see the date on that?
I can't really see that.
I'm going to hand you back State 314, which is the spreadsheet you prepared. Is that correct?
Yes.
Look down at the bottom. Can you remind the jury what the date is of that particular check?
It was November 30th, 2020.
November 30th, 2020. Okay. Did any of the recovery in this case actually go to the client?
And that one, none of it went to the client.
It either went to Alex's fees or it went to where?
To his fake forge account that was doing business as Forge, the fake account with Bank of America.
Was there any conversation with Alec about this case as it related to those fees?
There was. Later in the summer of 2021, his secretary called over to accounting and said that he wanted to disperse some money to Elise Mallory. And at that point, we informed that the money had already been dispersed. So then Alec said that he wanted to give a portion of his fee back to the client because she was just a sweet lady that he felt she needed some funds given back to her. He'd like to do her a favor.
About the $30,000 in fees?
Yes.
Was that after all of that $152,000, the bulk of that recovery for that case has been instead dispersed to the fake forge account?
Yes.
Did y'all have to account for that and pay the client back?
We did.
And why was that?
Because he stole the money.
Going to 322. You want to mark the States 322? See if you recognize this.
Yes, it's another disbursement that has actually several parts, but it's Jamie and Risher.
Okay. Your Honor, this time I'd offer States 322 in evidence.
No additional objection.
Submit it.
All right, what's the first name on the...
Jamian.
All right. And looking at this particular disbursement sheet, what is this amount right there?
$90,000.
And what's it made payable to on the disbursement sheet?
Forge.
We see a signature right there. It looks a little different. Do you recognize that signature at all?
I still believe it's Alex.
And going to the next page, what is that?
This is the check payable to Forge in the amount of $90,000.
And what's the date on it?
It cleared on 9/116. It was written sometime in August of 2016.
Where did that check go?
It went to the fake Forge account with Bank of America that is in his personal name.
Going to this page of the exhibit, do you recognize that?
Yes, I do.
And tell me what this is very quickly. So
these were some of those client case expenses that we would collect normally. And what you're seeing here is some costs for employee travel on the first line, but then costs paid to Austin Aviation for some airline services, and then some meals and travel within New York.
We have Austin Aviation. Is that like a private plane?
That is a private plane.
And limousine service?
that's a private limousine. Yeah.
All right. Did y'all ultimately refund this money to the client?
We did.
Why was that?
We discovered that those were after the close of the case, and there was no way that they could have been done.
They had been billed to the client?
They had been billed to the client, deducted from the client's disbursement, so we reimbursed those as well when we were giving our clients the money back.
Western Market Estates, 323 to your testimony, see if you recognize that.
This is a disbursement for Johnny Bush.
Okay. Your Honor, this time I'd offer Estates 323 in the evidence.
No additional objection, man.
Did it.
All right, very quickly.
Johnny.
Johnny, all right. Down here we've got, what does that line say?
Forge, $95,000.
Where did that money go?
To the fake forge account that Alec held.
Right. Is that the check?
It's a corresponding check for the $90,000 with Alec's signature.
All right. And did y'all have to pay that money back?
We did.
And why did you have to pay that money back?
Because Alec stole it as well.
Show you Estates 324. See if you recognize that.
Yes, this is a disbursement to Jordan Jenks.
All right. This time I'm off for Estates 324 and Evan.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
Admit it.
Right here, looking at this particular one, who's the first name of the client?
Jordan.
Right here on this disbursement, what do we have right there?
A payment to Forge in the amount of $85,000.
Okay. And whose signature down at the bottom?
Alec Murdoch's.
What's the date?
August 1st, 2018.
Looking at the second page, what is this right here?
The check for... to payable to Forge for the $80,000.
All right, and where did that money go?
To the fake Forge account.
You recognize that signature?
That's Alec's signature as well.
All right, looking over the next page, what is this?
This is a second disbursement with another check payable to Forge in the amount of $65,000.
All right, you recognize that signature?
Alec Murdoch's.
All right, and what's the next page?
A check payable to Ford in the amount of $65,000 with Alec Murdoch's signature.
All right, and what date did that clear?
October 4th, 2018.
All right. This $85,000, where did that go?
To the fake Forge.
The $65,000, where did that go?
To the fake Forge account.
Does your law firm have to account for that money?
We accounted for it and reimbursed the client due to the fact that Alec had stolen it.
I'll show you what's been marked as Estates 325, your testimony, to see if you recognize this.
This is another disbursement for Manuel Cristiani.
Your Honor, this time I'd offer Estates 325.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
That's admitted.
All right, first name?
Manuel.
What does this say right here?
Forge, $70,000.
Going over to the next page, you recognize that?
That's the check payable to Forge for $70,000 signed by Alec Murdoch.
What's the date that it clear? Your trust
August 16th, 2016.
Where did this money go?
Went to his fake Forge account.
Did you have to account for this money?
We did.
All right. And why'd you have to account for it?
This money was stolen. This money still has not been paid back. It's under a court order to be paid into the court because there's some dispute about who it belongs to.
But ultimately,
we funded it and it's paid into the court, so it came out of our pockets again.
Show you what's been marked as Estates 326 to your testimony. See if you recognize this.
This is another disbursement for Mary Duncan.
Your Honor, this time I'd offer Estates 326.
No additional objection.
Admit it.
All right. First name of the client?
Mary.
Looking down here, what is that line right there?
Settlement proceeds to Forge in the amount of $19,500.
All right. See the date?
October 3rd, 2018.
Do you recognize that at all?
Alec Murdoch's.
That's the signature you mean?
Yes.
All right. What's this right here on the second page?
This is the check payable to Forge for $19,500, referencing Mary Duncan settlement proceeds.
And what date did that clear?
October 22nd, 2018.
And how much?
$19,500.
All right. Where did this money go?
To its fake Forge account.
Did your law firm have to account for that?
We did, and we reimbursed the client for that.
Why'd you have to do that?
Because Alex stole it.
Show you what's been marked as stage 327. See if you recognize this.
This is a disbursement sheet for Randy Draughty.
All right, this time I offer stage 327 in evidence.
No additional objection.
Let's admit it.
All right, disbursement sheet. What line do we have right here?
Forge. $9,569.30.
Do you recognize that signature?
Alec Murdoch's.
Looking at the next page.
It's the check payable to Forge for the $9,569.30.
And what's the date on it?
It is dated October 3rd, 2017.
You recognize that signature?
Alec Murdoch's signature.
All right. Did your law firm ultimately have to account for those funds?
We did, and we reimbursed the client that money as well because it was stolen funds again.
And what? Where did these funds actually go to?
They went to the Fank Forge account that was under his control.
I'll show you what's been marked as stage 328 and see if you recognize this.
This is a disbursement for Thomas Moore.
Your Honor, this time I'd offer stage 328 in evidence.
No additional objection, yeah.
Admit it.
All right, right here on the disbursement, what's the name? First name?
Thomas.
All right. And what does the disbursement say?
Forge, $125,000.
Right. Down here, do you recognize that signature?
It's Alec Murdoch's on the left.
Whose handwriting does that look like to you?
It looks like Alec Murdoch's as well. Tommy Moore confirmed with us that he did not sign that disbursement.
Going to the second page, what is this?
This is the check payable to Forge in the amount of $125,000.
Did that go to the real Forge or the fake Forge?
Fake Forge.
All right. And whose writing is that right there on the endorsement?
That's Alec Murdoch's.
Whose signature on the check?
Alec Murdoch's.
Did y'all have to account for that money with the client?
We did. We reimbursed him as well.
And why did you have to account for that?
Because it had been stolen by Alec.
The ones that you've been describing, this was after you started to pull the thread and all of that started to unravel. Is that correct?
That's right.
Was the, quote, fake forge, as you call it, was that the only thing that you detected as you started to review the activities of Alec Murdoch while he was a partner in the law firm?
No.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as Exhibit 329 to your testimony, and just quickly tell me if you recognize that and what it is.
I do recognize this. This is a list of payments that were stolen by being paid to Palmetto State Bank.
All right. Hold on for me real quick. All right, going back to stage 329, Again, did you prepare this spreadsheet?
I did.
And is this based on your role as the CFO and going back and reviewing various records and trying to figure this all of this out?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your Honor, at this time, the state would offer States 329 into evidence.
No additional objections, Your Honor, and subject to the court's prior limitations on its use.
It's admitted.
All right, putting this up on the screen. Can you see that all right, or I need to bring it
yes,
to you?
Yes, I can see it.
All right. I see up at the top there's some writing on it. Can you tell the jury what that is real quick?
That was a mistake when I made up the worksheet that we discovered when I got here. Those checks were written in the period of 2012 instead of the 7-5 that I had down. So we scratched through and I initialed my correction.
So that says 2012 and then your initials, is that right?
Yes.
And then over here, what is this right here?
That's the client's name that the money was stolen from.
All right. And then what's that?
The civil action court number.
All right. And then the category?
The method that he used to get away with this, and in this payment, it was Palmetto State Bank checks.
And then this line right there?
The date that we put money back into our trust account to be able to refund the clients.
And then finally, the amount.
$2,079,826.54.
Does this include what was in, we've already gone through, in States 314, the other spreadsheet, or is this different money?
It's additional money.
States 314, what was the amount, the total amount?
$2,841,512.55.
And then the new one we're about to talk about?
$2,079,826.54.
Now, you mentioned Palmetto State Bank. This is not the fake forge, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Tell me just generally what you uncovered and how funds were allegedly misappropriated through this method by the defendant.
Palmetto State Bank was the PR on some of these funds, and there was lines on these disbursements to be paid to Palmetto State Bank. On the surface, they looked okay. When I called and asked the bank to give me information backing up the checks, what had happened to them once they were written to the bank, we discovered that the money had been used for paying things on Alec's behalf, like loan payments, equipment purchases, paying back loans to people he had borrowed money from, and everything was for his use.
And then looking at that, was there an official at the bank who was assisting Alec Murdoch with these transactions?
Russell Lafitte was the one helping convert those funds.
And is Russell Lafitte any relation to you?
Russell Lafitte is my brother-in-law. He's married to my sister's husband.
States 330 to this trial. See if you recognize that document.
This is the Badger disbursement.
All right. Your Honor, this time I'd offer States 330 into evidence.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
All right, how much were the attorney's fees on this particular case?
$1,240,000.
That's how much the attorney's fees were?
That's the attorney fees.
All right, and then if we scroll down this disbursement, we have, what's this number right here?
$1,325,000.
And that, pursuant to this disbursement, was supposed to be made out to who?
Palmetto State Bank.
All right, and that's completely separate from these attorney's fees in this case, is that correct?
That's correct, it's addition.
Did those attorney's fees actually get paid into the firm account?
Those did, yes.
And those were legitimate, correct?
Those were legitimate.
And they were credited to who?
Alec Murdoch.
And that's completely separate from this additional $1,325,000 below that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And what happened to that $1,325,000?
That $1,325,000 ended up being converted into payments on his behalf through the bank.
All right. Can you tell me the date on that?
November 19th, 2012.
Now, this particular amount right here, well, let me go. I'm going to show you the page 3 of this exhibit. And is this an email that you found in the records of your law firm?
We did.
All right. And who is this email from and who's it to?
The email is from Russell Lafitte to Alec Murdoch.
All right. And what does it say right there?
It says, Alec, can you get Jeannie to recut check 43162 dated 11-19-12 as follows? And then it lists 4 different amounts. And it says, thanks, Russell.
All right. And then below that, the next page, is this another email that was found in the records of your law firm?
It is.
And what's the date on this email?
February 6, 2013.
All right. And please, who's the email from?
So this email is from Alec Murdoch to Russell Lafitte.
All right. And tell the jury what it says.
It gives an amount of $388,687.57, whatever the amount I owe on the Hanna loan, $75K, and whatever the balance would be on the $1,325,000 after these deductions.
And again, remind the jury what the amount that was written to PSB.
$1,325,000.
Is that
in that email, the last line asks, Alec, ask Russell to email me and request that.
Did that actually happen?
Yes.
And so had your staff already cut this check based on the disbursement for $1,325,000?
Yes.
And based on this email chain, did you ultimately recut checks made out to Palmetto State Bank?
Yes, sir.
And the amounts requested?
And the amounts requested.
And those funds, what happened to them?
They were used to pay personal loan payments on Alec's behalf. So, again, the funds that he stole and paid obligations that he owed.
Did you have to account to the client for this amount right here?
We did.
And you had to do that because they were misappropriated by the defendant?
That's right.
All right. Looking through these checks, are these the checks that were recut by your staff after the request by Alec?
Yes.
To Russell and from Russell to you?
Correct. And incidentally, in this one, we also reimbursed the client the PR fee because the PR had not done their job. So we made sure that we would reimburse the client for that as well.
Who was the PR?
Russell Lafitte.
And I'm just slowly moving through this exhibit. Are these the various checks and how they ultimately were converted?
That's the information that I got back from Palmetto State Bank showing how they were converted.
I'm looking at this check right here, which is the 5th page of the exhibit. Can you see the date on that?
February 8th, 2013.
Going to this check right here. What's the date on that?
September 13th, 2013.
States 331, see if you recognize this.
This is the correcting disbursement for Arthur Badger that we reconstructed.
And that that goes with the prior exhibit, is that correct?
Yes.
Right, this time I'm offering States 331.
No additional objection.
Just submit it.
And this just, again, reflects what you were just talking about and the repayments of those monies. Is that correct?
That's correct, where previously it had the $35,000. And so our total repayment to the client was $1,360,000, which is the $35,000 and the $1.325.
And the 35 is the
PR fee. Yes.
I'll show you stakes 332. We'll show you 334 first and see if you recognize this document.
This is a disbursement to Natasha Thomas.
All right, Your Honor, this time I'd offer stakes 334 in evidence.
No additional objection.
Right. Thank you, Your Honor. And while I'm here, stakes 332.
This is the correcting disbursement that we drafted to return the money to Natasha Thomas.
Your Honor, I'd offer stakes 332 in evidence.
No objection.
Submitted.
All right. Looking at this particular disbursement, again, what's the first name of the client?
Natasha.
All right. And we have various recovery amounts here. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We have the actual legal fees received in this case, correct?
Yes.
And who were those actually credited to?
Well, $800 of that is to Alec Murdoch, and then the other portion of the fee was the $15,000 fee payable to Russell Lafitte as conservator for this case.
Okay. And those fees were actually credited to who?
To Alec Murdoch.
And on top of that, though, go down to the bottom, and we have this last line. What's that right there?
Natasha Thomas, Palmetto State Bank, $325,000.
That $325,000, where did it go?
It went to Palmetto State Bank and was converted into funds for personal use again, paying loans, buying equipment, et cetera.
Personal expense for who?
For Alec Murdoch.
Did y'all ultimately have to account to the client for that money?
We did.
And why did you have to do that?
Alec stole that money.
You recognize that signature right there?
Yes, that's Russell Lafitte's.
What is that check right there? Do you recognize that?
This is the check that we wrote to Palmetto State Bank.
And what's the date on that?
12/20/2011.
And hold on real quick. I'm going to go back. Just to make sure, on stakes 330, this was Arthur. That's the case you just talked about a little bit ago?
That's correct.
The one with the $1.325 million?
That's correct.
And on this disbursement sheet, what was the date?
November 19th, 2012.
All right. Back to Natasha. Now, you mentioned it was often common for monies to be held back for liens. Is that right?
That's right.
And ultimately, the idea is to settle those liens, like with a hospital or something like that, or Medicaid, and then ultimately pay the client any excess that you were able to settle underneath. Is that
That's
correct?
That's right.
All right. In this case, were certain monies held back for liens?
There was money held back, yes.
Okay. And ultimately, was there an amount that was paid on those liens? And in particular, I'm showing you this line right here that says ACA recoveries.
Yes, there was.
All right. Jump up here real quick. After looking at that particular line, how much was that amount?
$110,965.27.
And was ultimately Medicaid paid back some amount of money?
Yes.
Was it less than their actual bill?
Yes.
And so that meant that there was some money left over that should have gone to the client. Is that correct?
Correct.
Did that money actually go to the client?
No, it did not.
All right. I'm going to flip towards the end of this exhibit. And show you this check. It's actually the last page of the exhibit. Do you recognize that?
Yes, that's the remaining funds that should have been paid to Natasha after settling that lien. And it was in the amount of $25,245.08.
And can you see the date on that or see when it cleared?
Looks like it was dated maybe 6/13/2012 or either 8, pardon my eyes. And it cleared the bank on 8/29/2012.
All right. You recognize the signature on that check?
Alec Murdoch's.
All right. And where did those funds go?
Those were converted at Palmetto State Bank into things that benefited him personally, such as loan payoffs, money to them.
Did you ultimately have to account to the client for that money?
We did.
And why'd you have to do that?
Because Alec Murdoch stole it.
And looking through these documents that are attached here, what are these documents as I slowly flip through them?
That's where the money went. So there was payments made to Mr. Charlie Lafitte. There were boat payments paid. There was payments back to a loan from a conservatorship.
Is that a different case that the firm had?
That is.
And who was the conservator on that case?
Russell Lafitte.
And what's the name of that particular client?
Plyler.
And there were loans made from that?
Yes.
Loans to who?
There were loans made from that to Russell Lafitte and Alec Murdoch.
So money from this was used to pay back some of that money?
Yes, sir.
Whose signature is that on this particular check, number 219721?
That's Russell Lafitte's.
And who is that cashier's check made out to?
Randolph Murdoch III.
Who is that cashier's check made out to?
This is made out to R. Lafitte as conservator for Malik Williams.
Who's Malik Williams?
Williams was another client that Russell was a conservator for that Russell loaned money to Alec out of that conservatorship, and this is a payment back on that conservatorship loan.
When you say conservatorship, Russell was put in charge of dealing with
investing
clients' money on their behalf?
Yes.
And he was loaning money to himself and to Alec?
He did out of Plyler. I'm not sure about Malik Williams, but he loaned Alec money out of Malik Williams.
And then money from some of these misappropriations you've identified was used to pay those loans back from the conservatorship.
Correct.
Show you states 333. You recognize this?
This is a disbursement for Russell Lafitte as conservator for Hakeem Pickney.
All right. Your Honor, this time I'd offer state 333 in evidence.
No additional objection, Your Honor.
It's admitted.
All right, a little bit ago we were looking at a case of Natasha Thomas. Is this case related to that one?
Yes. They're both in the same accident.
All right. And I'm going to show you the disbursement sheet on this particular one. And again, we have a recovery here. Is that correct?
Yes.
And right here we have legal fees. Is that correct?
Correct.
And how much were the legal fees for this particular one?
For this one, there was $4,098,000 that would have been credited to Alec that were payable to PMPD, and we also paid Russell Lafitte a $60,000 conservator fee.
So out of this particular one, there were legit fees earned by, of how much again?
Almost $4.1 million, $4,098,000.
And credited to who?
Alec Murdoch.
On top of that, though, we scroll down. And we have this entry right here. What does that say?
Palmetto State Bank, $309,581.46.
All right. Where did that money go?
Again, that went payable to Palmetto State Bank, and it was used with the other money from Natasha Thomas to pay off loans and for conservatorships and loans that he had made personally, so for Alec's personal benefit.
And right there, do you recognize those signatures?
Yes, I do.
Whose signature is that?
Russell Lafitte.
Whose signature is that?
Alec Murdoch.
Right here, what is this, the third page of the exhibit?
This is the check payable to Palmetto State Bank for $309,581.46 on the behalf of Hakeem Pickney's settlement.
And did you have to account for that with the client?
We did.
And why did you have to do that?
Because Alec stole that money as well.
As we go through this exhibit, are these some of the various documents?
Yes.
Tell the court and the jury what these are, please.
That would be a loan payment on a boat loan that Alec held personally with the bank. Again, another loan payment for that same Murdoch Charter Bank loan. Check payable back to Mr. Charles Lafitte for a personal loan.
We don't have to go through every one, but that's generally, these are the expenditures you've identified as personal for Alec?
Yes.
I know we've been going for a long time. You had mentioned that that one instance in which there was the loan payment that should have gone to Randy Murdoch that instead went to the defendant, correct?
That's right.
And ultimately that happened twice, and then it was detected, but he paid it back. Is that right?
That's right.
And the matter kind of went away. Is that right?
That's right.
Were there other instances in which Alec Murdoch used the firm credit card for expenditures that were not business related?
He did.
And in those instances, what had happened?
In the instances that he used it for personal, we would deduct it from his annual bonus at the end of the year, and he'd pay it back.
He'd pay it back, and the matter would be forgotten. Is that correct?
Yes.
When those things were happening, at the law firm, were y'all aware of all of this?
No.
And, turn my phone real quick. Just real quick. When y'all allowed Alec to pay back the money in those sort of smaller instances, were you aware of all of this?
No, sir.
When you or your staff received these disbursement funds from Alec and his staff, did they cut them in the manner in which they were instructed?
Yes.
And why did they do that?
Because they trusted him.
And in the majority of those instances that involve client money, did Alec Murdoch also receive substantial legal fees in each one of those cases?
Yes.
And in each one of those cases in which that happened, at least on the ones we've gone through, according to your review, did he also misappropriate substantial money on top of that?
Yes.
How long have you known Alec Murdoch?
Since I was 16, so about 40 years.
Worked with him closely for how long?
22, 23 years.
Did you really know Alec Murdoch?
I don't think I ever really knew him. I don't think anybody knows him.
Thank you. Nothing further.
I'll stand for a moment. Cross-examination.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, could we renew our request for a limiting instruction? We went a half a day hearing all these financial misdeeds, and I don't want the jury to be lost on what the purpose is.
Any comment, Mr. Waters?
Okay. Well, seems to almost know no ends as to what he would get into to achieve whatever goal or means he wanted to find. Our coverage of the Alec Murdoch trial does continue. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage. Full courtroom audio, analysis, and more right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us, and thanks for listening.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.